It's Girl Scout cookie time. Pass the Thin Mints. But of course, Girl Scouts is about more than just the cookies. For many girls, it's also about camp. So some were saddened to hear that the Girl Scouts of Western Pennsylvania will be selling off 5 camps throughout the region, sleepaway summer camps where girls can get close to nature. The Girl Scout Council says the closings are a result of the high cost of maintaining all 9 of their camps with low participation. Only 13% of their 23,000 scouts attend camp each year. Last week, scouts and their leaders protested at the Girl Scouts office in Pittsburgh's North Side. One of those scouts was Maeve Denshaw, a student at Pittsburgh's Alderdice High School, and this is her commentary.
For as long as I can remember, I have been a Girl Scout. I started off when I was 6 years old, so began as a Brownie. Now, here I am 10 years later, a sophomore in high school, now as a senior Girl Scout. Over the years, girls have come and gone from my current Girl Scout troop, and right now our troop has 6 girls, myself included. One of the differences I have with all of my fellow troop members, however, is that I attend Girl Scout camp. Girl Scout camp is one of the fundamental experiences of Girl Scouting and can become sort of a second home to many girls who attend. The camp that I attended for 5 years was Camp Red Wing. And while the camp may remain open, the summer program is scheduled to end. It was beyond devastating to hear the news, and my immediate fear was not the fact that I won't be able to spend my summers there anymore, but the fact that younger girls won't be able to either. The experiences I had at Red Wing changed me. It impacted my love for the outdoors and gave me the opportunity to learn outdoor skills. It also helped shape my confidence and helped me become the person who I am today. One of the most memorable experiences I had from going to Girl Scout camp was participating in a program called River Runners. I was only 13 at the time, but I had the chance to canoe up the Allegheny River and spend 3 nights tenting out on islands, carrying all of the supplies we needed in the canoes with us. The counselors and the campers who came with me had the best attitudes and were ready to take on the world after it was all over. If it had not been for that opportunity Red Wing offered me back during the summer before my 7th grade year, I believe I would not have the same confidence in the mindset that I, a city-born and raised girl, could have a strong love of the outdoors and knack for knowledge about everything wild that goes with it. Camp is a safe haven for many girls of any age, and not just at Red Wing. The other 4 camps, Curry Creek, Roy Weller, Resting Waters, and Camp Elliott, have all been sacred places for Girl Scouting. These 5 camps have served as a place where scouts of all ages, backgrounds, abilities, disabilities, and interests have gone and feel like they belong. Closing these camps won't just be selling some land that could be turned into housing complexes, or grocery stores, or landfills. It will be closing a sacred place where girls have gone, some for generations, to experience the outdoors and the joys that come with it. Girl Scouts teaches girls that they should not be afraid to take charge and to be a leader. It teaches them it's okay to love bugs and snakes and spiders and how they are beneficial to our environment. It teaches them that no matter who they are, no matter where you come from or what you believe in, you can succeed with grit, friendship, and determination. This is what being a Girl Scout and going to camp means to me. And I'm sure all of my fellow campers, counselors, and scouts can agree with me that being a Girl Scout can make you feel like you can do anything. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Maeve Denshaw.
Maeve Denshaw is a senior Girl Scout from Pittsburgh. The Girl Scouts of Western Pennsylvania says closing these 5 camps will allow the organization to make improvements to the existing camps and provide other outdoor programming to girls who don't attend summer camp, for example, by partnering with organizations like the Student Conservation Association.